Capo. Mondays on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you by BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com and remember to download the BetMGM mobile app today.
Rise and shine, folks. Good Monday morning to you. It is the first day of March 2021. We welcome you here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellito coming to you from the Radio Bunker. Great to have you riding along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening from Traverse City down to Toledo. We appreciate you for making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000, auto value guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900. If you missed any portion of the show, you want to listen back to anything you may have missed on demand, you can visit our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, you can listen online all the time at MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Ryan is at RyanL_Key on Twitter. Dan is at Dan in the studio, and I am at AC Bellino. And gentlemen, good morning. It is the first of the month. How are we? How are you doing? How is life? How are things? What did you do this weekend? Lots of questions coming at you.
I worked this weekend. What else? What other questions did you ask? Did I have a good weekend? I had a good weekend.
Did you have a good weekend? How was your weekend? What did you do this weekend?
Not much relaxing. It seemed like it went by in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, it did.
I swear we were here like a few hours ago.
It really did fly right by. It flew. And you know, that's time. We got our little false spring going on right now where the temperatures have heated up. You know, things are getting a little warmer outside, and yesterday was fantastic. We had weather that went, you know, above 50 degrees. All that heavy snow that we got. All that heavy snow we got has almost disappeared. So things are really looking up. And
yeah,
I'm not mad about it.
Yeah, but you know, like, it is only March 1st.
We're about to have something.
Yeah, some dumb 3 or 4 inches, like, in 2 weeks.
I'm just glad that we survived the Arctic Hammer. You know, really, as all the weathermen tried to scare everybody into oblivion, I'm glad that we were able to really survive the Arctic Hammer, despite what, you know, the weather people were telling us all throughout, you know, the last couple of weeks. So we're here.
Well, we did have a snowstorm where it dropped like a foot of snow in a day.
We did.
So you make fun of them, but
we did.
We did. Weathered. It happened.
Weather did weather. It actually lived up to the to a lot of the projections, which that usually doesn't happen either. But outside of that, we survived. I thought that this winter was a lot more mild. Was it last year that we had the freezing cold temperatures, or that was 2 years ago?
That was like 2 years ago.
-40.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago.
Last year was pretty mild, so it's been relatively good. We had our first spring training game. If you are a baseball fan, the Tigers hit the diamond for a 7-inning contest between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Tigers. The Detroit Pistons were in action over the weekend. The Red Wings, they played a couple games over the weekend, both Michigan and Michigan State involved in some things over the weekend. And coming up tomorrow night, as the Toledo Rockets clinch the number one seed in the Mid-American Conference, they can actually win the MAC regular season, I believe, with a victory tomorrow night as they take on Ryan's beloved Central Michigan Chippewas at 5 o'clock for that tip-off on ESPN+. So if you want to get a little action, the Rockets, who are 19-6, they played Western Michigan. I was texting you guys. I don't know if that was maybe the worst game Western's ever played, but my God, they looked awful. I mean, they looked awful on Saturday, Western Michigan. I couldn't believe it. Like, where's Hawk at? Holy goodness. And I don't know. They've had a couple of transfers. Some kids leave the program and move on to other universities. So that was definitely going to hurt them. But holy hell are they bad. I mean, it was like 50-something to 17 in the first half. I was like, what? What's going on here right now? They just had no answer for anything. Oof, brutal. Also happening tomorrow night, Illinois against Michigan. Yeah, right now it's the 5-3 matchup. We'll see what happens when the new rankings come out. You know, should Michigan be moved around? There's a lot of chatter going on Twitter about it. I don't really care if they're ranked number one, number two, number three, number five. Doesn't matter to me. Doesn't matter to me if they're a one seed or a two seed in the tournament. Just handle your business. Just win the next game in front of you, and then forget about the little number next to you. Yeah, it's cool. If you get the number one in the country, sure. But if you want to compare them to what Gonzaga's done, Gonzaga hasn't played a ranked opponent this year, but they have beaten ranked opponents prior to the turning of 2021.
Gonzaga still has as many ranked wins as Michigan, correct?
No.
Or best wins, sorry. They still have what?
Talk about quad one wins?
They still have like three top 10 wins or three top 15 wins from their non-conference schedule.
Yeah, they had a really good schedule, and they were supposed to play Baylor, who finally dropped a game over
right.
the weekend.
So it's like Gonzaga did what they're supposed to do. Like, yeah. Hey, we'll schedule a tough non-conference because we know
they played a powder.
We know what our conference is.
Right.
We know we can just sleepwalk for 2 months.
And so, I'm not mad at it. Like, it doesn't. I know a lot of people are really upset. It's a fun talking point, but it doesn't bother me at all. Just handle the next game up. Handle your business.
Right, and this isn't college football where there's four spots.
Right, this arbitrary committee is going to tell you which four teams are going
right.
to make it based on whatever criteria we're using this year.
It's like Michigan, you'll be a one seed. Fans, settle down. You're going to be the one seed.
Just breathe.
Right.
Just like, breathe.
What does it matter if you're the number one overall seed or the number two overall seed? It's fine. Like, what would it matter for you in the tournament? The difference, the way Michigan's playing right now, what would it matter?
It wouldn't.
Exactly.
It would not matter at all.
Like, they're going to be number two in the polls. That's it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, everybody just relax, calm down. Like I said, you just take a deep breath. Everything is going to be fine. What else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings as we'll take you around the world of sports. We'll do it right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Houston Texans have released running back Duke Johnson, so he is on the move. The team announced this on Friday. They also released center Nick Martin. Texans acquired Johnson from the Cleveland Browns during training camp in 2019 for a third-round pick. Ex-Notre Dame football star Lewis Nix, who is 29 years old, was found dead after being reported missing. Coach Brian Kelly put out a video tribute on Twitter. Nix was injured in a shooting in December while filling his car tires at a gas station with air near Jacksonville Airport. He said on social media he spent 10 days in the hospital with a bullet that ricocheted off of his sternum and into his lung. Nix is a local Jacksonville kid. He was last seen 10 a.m. Eastern time on Wednesday, leaving his father's Jacksonville residence, and he has turned up dead. So not quite sure what the cause is yet. No cause of death was announced, but the 29-year-old is gone. Troubled wide receiver Josh Gordon joined Johnny Manziel on a team in Atlanta in this Atlanta-based startup league. Have you guys heard of this, the fan-controlled football league? It looks like arena football.
I did see that, but I didn't. I didn't get the gist of how the games are going to be played, etc.
Yeah, it looks it's arena football basically. Victor Oladipo turned down a 2-year, $45 million extension from the Houston Rockets. So as expected, he's going to pursue a longer term deal. Maybe he'll want to stay with the Rockets. Maybe he'll want out. The Toronto Raptors virus issues worsen as their game against the Chicago Bulls was postponed. This is important because they play the Pistons, or scheduled to play the Pistons and host them Tuesday before taking on the Celtics in Boston on Thursday. So the Raptors right now, they are in a shutdown. They've lost a star forward, Pascal Siakam, sitting out due to the health and safety protocols. Their head coach, Nick Nurse, several other players as well. So tomorrow night's Pistons game could be postponed. And that's what we have right now for our headlines. We'll step aside. We'll be back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Hey, don't just sit there on the sidelines, man. You're a starter, right? You're a type A personality. Get in the game and grab your piece of the sports betting action with BetMGM. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up using bonus code SHEPBET, and your first bet is totally risk-free, up to $600. Register now, and you'll also gain access to BetMGM's innovative parlay selection features, live betting options, daily boosted odds specials, and more. The March matchups in college hoops are red hot, and there's plenty of exciting showdowns in pro basketball and hockey as well. Whatever your favorite sport might be, BetMGM has you covered. Simply download the BetMGM app or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code SHEPBET to get back up to $600 in free bets on your first wager. Make every game and every play mean so much more with the king of sportsbooks. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
So what's your reason for feeling lousy today? Round number birthday or just another one? Glory days with the college buddies, game went to overtime, or was it Tuesday? Whatever, you need to lose the hangover and get with the program. And that's why you need Blow Low. Blow Low is a sobering aid that clears your head and helps reinvigorate and energize your body. Blow Low assists in eliminating hangovers with a proven metabolism accelerator, helping to break down toxins and reduce alcohol levels up to 50%, and all in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Blow Low can eliminate breath odor from marijuana, cigarettes, alcohol, and more. Visit blowlow.com, that's BLOWLOW.com today, and feel better in as little as 15 minutes. Your next birthday, overtime, glory days, day of the week party will go down better, and you'll feel better the next day. blowlow.com. Use the promo code HUGE for free shipping. Blow Low encourages everyone who consumes alcohol to act responsibly. Please don't drink and drive. Statements not evaluated by the FDA.
It's a BetMGM Monday on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan on the Michigan Sports Network. Don't forget to download the BetMGM mobile app today and visit the website at BetMGM.com.
Rise and shine, folks. Welcome back here on this Monday. Wired, fired, and inspired. X's and Bros this morning. You can call us on the Elder Valley guest line, 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Coming up in hour number two, the voice of the Tigers, former host of this very program, Matt Shepard, he will join us. Shep joins us from Fox Sports Detroit for our crosstalk, and looking forward to that as we'll talk Michigan, Michigan State, the Big Ten as a whole, and of course the Detroit Tigers as he's getting set to travel down to Lakeland to begin the spring training. And speaking of spring training, the Tigers, they got underway this weekend. Miguel Cabrera and company is hoping to reach 500 home runs and 3,000 hits. He's 13 home runs shy of 500, 134 hits short of 3K. And, he hopes that, we can do both is what he said on Friday. I hope I can get to 500 and 3,000 this year. It's one of my goals this year. Mentally, I feel good. I feel mentally strong. I'm trying to go day by day and trying to play hard. So we'll get into a little bit of the logjam that the Tigers have on their roster. And the question is the depth good enough, right? They're going to have to make some decisions on their roster and who stays and who goes to AAA and how they want to function. But it will be interesting to figure out how they're going to do this, how exactly they're going to do this and who they keep up. What do they add as far as, do you need a fourth and fifth outfielder? What are they going to do about the infielders? You got to find some guys with some versatility that can play some different spots. What are we going to do with the Castro brothers? No relation in the middle of the infield. So there definitely are some questions, but they took on the Phillies and won 10-2 in a 7-inning game. And by the way, if every game was 7 innings, you wouldn't get any complaints from me. But how about the fact that Tyler Alexander gave up a home run on just his second pitch and was like, hey, Tigers baseball is back. I think it was Anthony Broome. Maybe who had tweeted out like, yeah, Tiger baseball's back on the first pitch, and was like, here we go, excited for the season. And then he tweeted out like, second pitch, opposing home run. And it, you know, kind of interesting, but the bats got working really well. A 6-run first inning for the Tigers as Willie Castro homered to right center 458 feet later. He also grounded into second, scored a couple of runners, so that was good. Harold Castro run around the bases. That's a positive. Two guys that I, you know, spent a lot of time watching down in Toledo, and Pinero had a had a dinger. He ran around the bases pretty well. So all in all, pretty very productive first inning. And AJ Hinch talked about that first inning and just about, you know, getting quality at bats. You know, something that the Tigers necessarily haven't been, you know, very very good at over the last couple of years is putting together real quality at bats, forcing pitchers to work, getting ahead in counts, being patient at the plate, and then capitalizing. But hey, one spring training game down, not too shabby. Not too shabby at all. Were you guys able to watch or listen to this at all by chance?
No, but I did see maybe an inning of the Yankees. Yeah, it was Yankees Blue Jays. I saw that for like an inning on MLB Network.
Ah, okay. I was like, how in the hell did you manage to watch that?
Yeah, I was. I saw Vlad Jr., he got plunked, and I saw DJ LeMahieu have an at-bat, and then I switched it to whatever was on.
Gotcha. All right, well, a pretty pretty solid opening day for Tigers baseball, if you're excited about that. I know that we have, obviously, we have, you know, listeners who are all juiced up about it, and you know, 10-2 to open it up in spring training. You got about a month to figure out what you want to do with the roster. And a Grapefruit League opener, opening dub is good. That's very good. Alexander, who I mentioned, who, you know, gave up the dinger on his second pitch, is, you know, it's not necessarily the way you want to start things off. But settling in as the left-hander after the second pitch home run to Adam Haseley, which was in the top of the first. He allowed 2 runs in 2 innings with 3 hits, 0 walks, and 1 strikeout. He threw 30 pitches. So I would say that that's a decent first outing out there.
Yeah, the Tigers are going to need some lefties. So Tyler Alexander hopefully will find what he had in the beginning of last season, because he was actually pretty good. And hopefully Daniel Norris just stay healthy and do what you did last year, because – I mean, the 3-4 inning, you know, spot starter that he was last year, I mean, kind of worked out. And then, you know, if he can be a middle relief guy other than that, I think Daniel Norris has kind of found his role finally with the Tigers.
The photo of him, by the way, very strange that they were like, you know, what you think you look like working out. I'm like, I think I look like a grizzly bear. He had like a tank top on, and it's like hairy as hell. I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
What was this? Did they tweet this out?
It's that tweet, yeah. It's like what you look like when you work out, what you think you look like, and it was Daniel Norris like running with a tank top on. I was like, I haven't seen shoulders that much hair since Andre Drummond.
He got that lasered off, I think.
Drummond? Yeah, once he started trending on Twitter, absolutely he did. Oh, 100%. So, hey, look, baseball officially back. Excited? Not excited? The Tigers ran Willie Castro out there at shortstop, Jamer Candelario at third base, Kristen Stewart in left, Wilson Ramos at DH, Harold Castro at second, Jacoby Jones was in center. Akil Badu, is that how you say it?
I do not know.
Badu's name?
I did see Eric Haas. I got the highlights. I was getting them to my phone. I saw Eric Haas. Divine Child graduate, had a home run for the Tigers. That's nice.
Daniel Pinero at first base, and Dustin Garneau at catcher. So we'll have to see what they're going to do. I like the Candyman. I don't have a problem with him at third.
Oh, no, he was.
I thought he was one of the bright spots.
Well, yeah, he was actually, I mean, he finally started to look like the guy we've been hearing about. You know, when he was traded here from the Cubs, you know, he was supposed to be basically a starter from day one, and he just couldn't hit until last year. Now he's hitting. So, Candyman, If he can stay at third, and actually, if he hits, I don't know, 275 and hits 25 home runs, I don't know what they're looking for from him.
I would like to see that from Kristen Stewart. Tell you that much. Big year for him this year. And also for the first time in about a year, the Tigers were able to play a baseball game. This one matters. It matters for the guys on the roster. I know it's just preseason and spring training, but it matters a lot for those that are trying to make the team. But they at least got to play in front of fans. And Stewart said after the game, real quick, it was definitely nice change. It was comforting to know people are out there and they're still coming to games, and you know, it was a totally different atmosphere. So there you go. Go ahead.
I think different atmosphere, same atmosphere. Fan got thrown out yesterday. Ended up throwing a beer on the cop that was trying to tell him to leave. So handcuffs came out after that. So yeah. Fans are back.
Fans are back. I mean, you're at a spring training game. What are you throwing a beer for? Like, what is honestly wrong with you? That elevator ain't reaching the top. That much is for sure. There's no way. All right, 6:26 this morning, 6:27. We'll step aside. We'll get into the Pistons. What happened with them this weekend? The Red Wings finally got a power play goal as well. Wow. Our friend Prashant Iyer actually raised a lot of money for the Jamie Daniels Foundation too. So that was kind of cool over the weekend. That was a lot of fun for it just regards to they kind of making a joke out of it, but they finally got their power play goal. Matt Shepard will join us for Crosstalk. Did Chris Spielman tip us off and where the Lions are going to go in the draft? And of course, we'll get into college hoops and all that action over the weekend as well. So we got plenty to come here on X's and Bros. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked to the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook, Racing, and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. And now with Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre on board as the Sportsbook Ambassador, TwinSpires is coming out of the starting gates with their best offer yet. For new players in Michigan, TwinSpires will give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, up to $1,000 in one whole week to try your luck. Bet on the game this weekend, or if you're bored at work, give European soccer a shot, risk-free from your phone. Just download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
On air across Michigan and online worldwide at MichiganSportsNetwork.com.
Mondays on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you by BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com and remember to download the BetMGM mobile app today.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hayland and Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino coming to you from the Radio Bunker. Text the keyword Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000, or call us on the Auto Valley Guest Line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. On Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well. On Comcast Channel 900, you can find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, you can listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Ryan is at RyanL_Key on Twitter. Dan is at Dan in the studio. I am at AC Bellino. Shout out to our guy, Frank, who's manning the ship down in our Toledo studio. So thank you, Frank, for being there and holding it down for us, man. I appreciate you. Glad to see you, awake, rise and shine nice and early this morning. That's always good. And, busy weekend. We the Tigers with their 10-2 victory over the Philadelphia Phillies. We had the Red Wings. They played a couple of games yesterday, not going very well for them, losing 7-2. The Pistons fell to the Knicks 109-90 in college hoops. Michigan State dropped one to Maryland by damn near 20 points. That was a shocker. It was a road game there. The Terps won 73-55. So Michigan State, who was flying high there for a while, screeching halt. And then number three, Michigan topping Indiana at Assembly Hall 73-57. And also, if you got the Michigan-Indiana game early, you probably, I don't know if you stuck around to watch any of Iowa against Ohio State, but my goodness. Or pardon me. No, Iowa-Ohio State was yesterday. My days are all misconstrued. Michigan and Indiana was Saturday. You had Michigan. Who was the first game before Iowa? Ohio State. It was Michigan State-Maryland.
State-Maryland.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Before that, it was
confused.
Villanova-Butler was the 12 o'clock game on CBS. Nice triple header.
The old triple header. Who does love it? I'm glad that we were able to get a couple of games, in the Big Ten, once again on national television. Very surprised that Iowa, who went out there and just thumped Ohio State. Ohio State did not look good. Luka Garza, the game plan, seemed to really work out well. Ohio State had lost a couple in a row. Iowa was like 5-5 in their last 10. They lost one of their key reserves in Nungi, out for the season with a torn meniscus. They traveled to Columbus and slapped the Buckeyes 73-57. That was after getting dominated on Thursday night by the Michigan Wolverines and Ohio State, who had played in a tight 192-87 against the Mason Blues. So a lot of shocking, turn of events. And Ohio State lost to Michigan State. Michigan State looked like they were turning things around. Then all of a sudden they ran into Maryland. It was like, what is that? Steve is on hold right now, so we'll get to that phone call before we hop into the Detroit Pistons conversation. Steve, good morning to you, my friend. How are you, partner?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you, Anthony?
Doing very well, thank you. Happy Monday.
So am I. Yes, thank you. Great Michigan game Saturday. State, I wish they would have won. I had them even in the first half, but that's another story. Illinois-Michigan tomorrow.
Tomorrow night?
One guy's coming back from an injury. I can't even pronounce this. Ayo.
Ayo Dosunmu, potentially the Big Ten player of the year.
Yeah, the guard. Well, he's going to be back because he missed a couple games with a broken nose, but he's averaging 21 points a game, over 5 assists and 6 rebounds. So,
oh, yeah, he's a player.
Oh, heck yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
One thing I want to tell you, too. I just told Big Dan, I'll try to get it to him again, a video of Jim Leland back in the day behind the batting cage. Is getting in Barry Bonds' face, and he's using the F word constantly. I mean, he's like 2 inches away from Bonds' face, and Bonds is like, what did I say? And Leland walk away, come back. He threw his mitt down and ball down right in Bonds' feet and was challenging him to a fight. I mean, back in the day, he was a nutbag, wasn't he?
Leland was the only guy that could smoke in the ballpark.
Oh, yeah. He'd go down and
be firing up darts right in the dugout.
Heck yeah, God bless him.
People are like, yeah, it's no smoking, except for that guy. He can do whatever he wants.
Oh, absolutely.
Rules don't apply to that guy.
No. I wouldn't want to tell him with you. And the last thing I want to talk about is Ernie Banks' famous thing, Let's Play 2. That phrase, he used that phrase to remind himself and other players that whatever their complaints they get to play, whatever their complaints are, they get to play a game for a living. And it was a reminder to all of us to cherish life and give enjoyment to others. So, you know, that's part of the history there. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Steve. A lot of information there. Yeah, I had assumed who got his schnoz broke, Michigan State, all the assaults that took place, and you know, the Illinois fan base who wants the Big Ten to investigate Tom Izzo after the...
Still had him in my mentions Saturday morning.
Are you think they're mad? You think there's a Bad Boys connection there? Like, they just hate the state of Michigan because of what the Bad Boys did to the Bulls? Do you think that they even pair the two together? Like, there's any sort of Illinois-Michigan rivalry? I'm talking like the state of Illinois, like the land of Lincoln versus the glove. I'm not really sure. But they, yeah, watching, and I reached my Twitter culmination, my Twitter peak, when I had Ohio, or I had Illinois fans and Michigan State fans and Ohio State fans all going at it in my mentions. I had nothing to do with it. I had zero to do with it. And people were just yelling at each other. Our friend DK, Spartan Hoops, he got in on the action. I'm like, guys, I'm going to set this one out. I got nothing to do. I let you two people hash this out. I just sat there like a bystander. That's what I did.
One of those things, you're not going to talk sense into those type of people that just like they need assault charges, they need to be suspended forever.
Assault charges? How soft? Oh, first off, assault charges. How soft are you?
But the
like,
best thing
assault
is
assault charges. Come on.
The best thing is too is that the same fans that are claiming like that was assault, he needs to be suspended, they're the same people like when they look at EJ Liddell throwing elbows for Ohio State fans or Cokeburn smacking Sissoko in the back of the head, their response is, well, that's Big Ten basketball.
Well, of course. It's like, whatever applies to me and my my motive and what I'm looking for. And I'm telling you, the backhand that Kofi Cockburn threw at Sissoko, like, if that hits one of us, we're going to the floor. Like, that's the other thing. Like, these are big boys. These guys are huge. Cockburn is huge. 7'1", 290. He's huge. Like, and... we'll see. We'll see tomorrow night. Big matchup with Hunter Dickinson, because Dickinson and company, he and Austin Davis and a little bit of Brandon Johns sprinkled in there, they did a number on Luka Garza.
Brandon Johns better only be on the floor when Coke burns off the floor. I don't think Johns has a chance against Cockburn. Dickinson,
I mean,
yes.
If Dickinson gets in foul trouble and Austin Davis gets tired, and that's the thing. Brandon Johns might have to be called upon to give you 5 or 10 minutes again. 10 might be a little bit of a stretch, but he might have to give you 5 minutes against Cockburn. And if he can, then God bless him. Get out of it.
All Michigan has to do, just double team Cockburn when he gets down low. He doesn't pass. So as long as Michigan can, and they're athletic enough to pull off the double teams down low and recover, it should be fine.
Should be. They need to win. That much is for sure.
And Big Ten title game.
They got to win, and they got to win by like 100 after what Brad Underwood said. We'll get more into that in his comments coming up a little bit later about, you know, we're members of this league, and it's about, character. And I can't wait to see him. Oh, you know, he gets really upset. Archie Miller gets really upset. Tom Izzo gets really upset. Fran gets really upset. McCaffrey. There's like two guys in this league that don't look like they're going to blow
Dwan
a gasket.
Dwan Howard gets upset.
Yeah, he gets upset, as does Matt Painter, but they're not spending 40 minutes on the sidelines in a raging fury. Like, oh my God, guys, take a drink. Like, relax for 2.5 seconds, please. Just take a breath. Take a breath. I know it's an intense game, but for the love of God, Underwood looks like the guy with, you know, the gif you see. What cartoon is it where he puts his fist down, his head explodes? You know what I'm talking about? Like, flames shoot out of his head? The fire? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Probably Dragon Ball Z, but...
No, it's like a Pixar thing. I'll find it.
Inside
Orange
Out.
Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. He
played
gets
by
all
Lewis
set.
Black, or voiced by Lewis Black. So
there you go. You probably watch that, because you got kids.
Seen it 100 times.
100 times. There you go. But yeah, like, geez, Louisa, Fran is just a mess. Like, the whole...
The thing is with Underwood, too, like, that's... He's calm compared to their last coach. I can't remember the guy's name. The bald guy that coached at Illinois before.
I'm going to have to Google it, because now it's going to irritate
me. John something, right? But he was bad. Talk about tempers. Like, he was up there.
Like, it's crazy. It is crazy how aggravated they get. And it's like, guys, I know it's not just a game, right? Your job's on the line. You're fighting for a lot. But the idea that you got to stand there for 40 minutes and go crazy, gross.
There we go.
John Gross, who's now at Akron? Kent. One of the two. He's in the MAC now. He's in Akron. I just recently saw him. They were just playing Toledo. I was catching a little action. Let's shift gears. Let's go a little NBA. The Pistons fell to the Knicks last night, 109-90. Love the fact George Blaha said at the beginning, first quarter of that game, he's like, hey, get your helmets. Pistons, it was a tough, fast-paced, physical game last night against the Knicks. There was a lot of running back and forth and a lot of just throwing the ball at the hoop, it felt like. It would have been... could have been something. Jeremy Grant left the game with an ankle injury, went back into the locker room. Pistons have now lost three straight, including the Pelicans, Kings, and now the Knicks. They're supposed to take on the Raptors tomorrow night in Toronto, as we mentioned earlier. Raptors have a bit of a COVID issue, and due to contact tracing, had one of their games already postponed. We'll see if that game even takes place. But this three-game losing streak was separated by that win against the Magic. That was preceded by a three-game losing streak. So now they've lost six out of seven. The other loss over the weekend, 110-107 at home against the Sacramento Kings. But this 109-90 loss for the Pistons, and a fun statistic came out, you know, per the Pistons in regards to one of their rookies. And I was tweeting about this a little bit over the weekend. I don't mean to harp on anybody or, you know, sound like I'm mad at anybody or anything of that nature, right? That's not what I'm trying to do. Sadiq Bey now has scored in double figures in 11 straight games, marking the longest such streak for any NBA rookie in 2021. So how about that for old Sadiq Bey? That's pretty cool. That's a nice little feather in the cap, right? Guy's playing some good basketball. 11 straight games, double figures. You can go back a long way in Sekou Doumbouya's game logs to find 11 games where he scored in double figures. I can tell you that much. The Pistons last night, they got 21 from Jeremy Grant in 31 minutes, who was 7 of 19 for the field. Really struggled to shoot it from distance. He was only 2 of 9 from 3, but along with his 21 points, added 8 rebounds and a steal. Sadiq Bey, 10 points, good for him. Tough night shooting the ball, though, 3 of 12. Mason Plumlee, another good game. Not as active on the offensive side, only played 20 minutes. Had 9 points, 5 rebounds, and an assist, but just 4 of 5 from the floor. Dennis Smith Jr., that guy can jump. Hello, welcome back. And I think that this is the good place to get your career, have a little resurgence going on, but struggled to shoot it from the field. 3 of 11, Svi Mihailuk, he didn't do anything in the point scoring column. He was 0 for 3 from the field. They got out of 12 minutes from Sekou. They got 3 points, 1 rebound on 1 of 3 shooting. They did get 15 from Wayne Ellington. They got 12 from Josh Jackson, who was a miserable 1 of 6 from the field, but 10 of 12 from the free throw line. That guy just keeps getting fouled. Wayne shot the ball pretty well, and Savin Lee with another nice game as well. He added 9 points on 3 of 5 shooting. Isaiah Stewart played 28 minutes, had 4 points and 10 boards. Really like the effort that Isaiah Stewart is given every night. Like, I'm a fan of the fact that he's a little bit undersized. He reminds me, you know, just reminds me just on the fact that he's playing the forward position at 6'8", maybe 6'9". Very Ben Wallace workman-like attitude. Not saying he's the incredible shot blocker or incredible rebounder. Just saying from an attitude standpoint, reminds you a little bit of what the Wallace brothers brought to the table here. And Sadiq.
What was that stat for Sadiq? How many straight games with double-digit points?
11.
Okay. Sekou has 10 total.
You went all the way back through. I told you you'd have to dig. You went and dug.
Yeah, 10 total games, double-digit points.
If you know how to sort, you know, point, you know. Ryan knows how to sort game logs.
So, 2 this year for Sekou, 8 last year.
That's not good. It's just not good enough. And I tweeted about this a couple days ago, just like not trying to be negative. But we keep making this excuse for Sekou, like, he's the youngest player in the league, right? When he came in his rookie season. Okay, that's fine. Well, Sadiq Bey's 21, Savin Lee's 21, Isaiah Stewart's 19. Sekou's now 20 years old. Each one of those rookies came into the league ready to play, ready to contribute, and maybe didn't get the nod in minutes, from the opening tip of the season, but they're getting minutes now. Sadiq played 32 last night. Stewie played 28. Saben Lee played 21. They're all playing more minutes than Sekou Doumbouya, who had a season already in the league, who got sent to the G League because they had questions over his effort last year. Like, you're the 15th pick. You're 20 years old. Produce. Produce. Had a conversation last night. I went back to my quit drafting French guys. Like, give me Slavs. Give me the guys that have been through, you know, if the family's been through a civil war or two, not sitting around, you know, eating crumpets, smoking the long cigarettes with a beret on your hair, painting. Like, Bob Ross, I don't want those guys. Give me the other guys, one of the Eastern Europeans. A little colder there, a little tougher, a little angrier, a little hate in their heart. Give me those guys.
I feel like it's the opposite. I feel like they're the more lighthearted guys, though.
Who are NBA ready.
Yeah, but
is anybody more lighthearted than Sekou Doumbouya? The guy does nothing. At least Luka Doncic, when he scores, he's got a little attitude.
Yeah, but I'm saying they're funny. They're, you know, they're all friendly
guys.
They've got
jokes. They tell you, like, Boban. Love Boban, the great and powerful Boban. If you've been through what they've been through as kids, of course you'd have a little, you'd have to have a sense of humor. You're playing a child's game. But, I mean, for Sekou, like, come on, bro. 12 minutes, 3 points. It's not good enough. It's not good enough as the 15th pick. Flat out point blank period. You got other guys who are rookies this year. Like, you're done. You're going to get shuffled away. This guy was supposed to be our Pascal Siakam. Whether that was a fair comparison or not, I'm not really sure. But it was like, oh, he's young, he's young, he's young. Well, these guys are young too. They're all in their first year. They just got done playing college hoops. Defer to the college kid. Give me the guy playing college basketball over the kid that plays in Europe. I know there's outliers out there like Luka. And I know Tony Parker is French. Worked out well. Was he drafted 15th overall? And every time we go to Europe, who do I immediately think of? Darko. Ugh.
You want a stat that'll really hurt your feelings?
Oh, hurt my feelings. Make me feel bad on this Monday.
Austin Day's rookie season had 11 double-digit point games.
I really liked Austin Day, too. I did.
He had a good shooting stroke. He was...
I wanted to like him.
Yeah, exactly.
I did. He had a good frame, good build. It was like, hey, that guy could be a player. Yeah. So much for that.
That's why you can't trust schools like Gonzaga to produce players.
When you sleep the last month and a half of the season, what are you going to do? I see the Sekou stuff, and I think people need to pay more attention to it and light a little bit of a fire under him, because if number 15 pick, second season, let's go, Chief. Pick it up. We're going to step aside. We'll be back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Bill Simonson here from my good friend John Kornack. Now, he heads up the Eisenhower Center, America's leader when it comes to traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Now, they've partnered with Selfridge Air Force Base on the east side of the state in Harrison Township, just north of the Detroit metro area. And they do have a Veterans Rehabilitation Center at Selfridge Air Force Base, and they're looking to expand it. So they're going to need philanthropists listening right now across the state who can step up and help our veterans get back to living the lives they deserve to lead. So what you can do, if you have the means to step up and help the Veterans Rehabilitation Center at Selfridge Air Force Base, which is part of the Eisenhower Center program, just go to eisenhowercenter.com. And then you'll find a way to get a message to John Kornack, who heads up the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
Save big across the store at your local Meijer. Get great deals now on Coca-Cola and Pepsi 12-packs, 3 for $12 when you buy 3 or more, plus deposit where applicable. Meijer Fresh Rotisserie Chicken, 2 for $10 when you buy 2 or more. And Quilted Northern Bath Tissue 6 Mega Rolls, just 2 for $11 when you buy 2 or more. Plus, get free Meijer pickup on orders of $50 or more. Visit the Meijer app for details. Want to save big? Do it today at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your auto value. Hard store, where service is the difference. We get it.
For trusted performance, install Dorman premium steering and suspension parts on your vehicle. Dorman Chassis Solutions reliably meet the needs of fleets, trucks, and everyday drivers. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code GREEN15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it!
As a healthcare professional, you care for your patients. But who will care for your practice? Who will keep it healthy? And who do you refer to if it takes a turn for the worse? Just as you may consult with another healthcare specialist, so too should you seek out tax and accounting specialists to consult with regarding specific issues your practice may face. That's where we come in. We're Bean Gardner. And while your business is keeping people physically healthy, our business is helping you keep your practice financially healthy. We'll provide you with the innovative business solutions your practice needs without compromising your patient focus. Whether you're a doctor or dentist, a sole practitioner, or a multi-physician practice, before you see patients, come see us first. Experience service, expertise, and simplicity at Bean Gardner. Find us online, beangarter.com. Bean Gardner.